You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to start off. It's like Fortune Real Estate Day. We got Fabio Fairman. He's our CCAM voice. He's president and chief executive officer of FA Commercial. It's a company that provides a complete range of commercial real estate and brokerage services. Heck, I just know him as the guy to see on Brickell and downtown and up and down all the great submarkets. We also got David Staples, who's with Fortune later. But first, Fabio, are you out there, man?
I'm here, Jim. How are you?
I am doing great. Hey, where are you?
Very good. I'm in New York right now, doing some business trip. I barely can hear you.
Okay. Well. Try to get to a place where you've got a good signal, because I can tell you're the only person on the entire face of the universe that can't hear me right now. Can you hear me better now? They're trying to make the gerbil run faster in the other room. Can you hear me better now?
No. Call you back. One second.
Okay. Call me back. All right, well, he's calling me back. Let me tell you a little bit about Fabio. When I need to know what's going on in downtown Miami, this is the guy I call. He knows everybody. He's the top broker, I think, at Fortune last year, is what David was telling me. Yeah, you're not on the air because he's AC is just, the gerbil's just driving him crazy back there. But yeah, David did confirm that he was the top producer last year. It seems like they're trying to get him back. AC, come on. This is the CCIM voice. Are you back, Fabio? He's back. I got the finger. Are you back? Can you hear me?
Yeah, right now, yes.
All right, cool. I'm doing great. Welcome back to the show. I've been puffing you up. You better perform today, because I've been telling them you're the guy to see about Brickell Real Estate, about Little Havana. We've bought deals from you, for goodness sakes. But before we do that, this is the CCIM voice. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what CCIM does for you and your business?
Oh, really? The CCIM course was really great for me. Because I come from Argentina, that I have an MBA there, when I try to learn how to do business here in the United States, I say, where is the best location that I can take and understand how the commercial real estate analyze the property, the cash flow, and all this stuff. And I find out that CCIM was the best place to do my courses, and really I did it in 2 years, because I working at the same time. And was really great, fantastic. And after that, you know, I increased my potential. You know, you see me grow here in Miami in the last 12 years.
You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. You get the total high five from me. And, you know, what you're saying about the CCIM is true. What it really does is it helps you not only analyze real estate, but it helps you learn the language. The most important thing about real estate is learning the language, which is a complete foreign language, even if you're an American.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. But, you know, I have an MBA in real estate from Spain. But when you try to translate all the terms and the way that you understand the business here is totally different in some cases. And really, for me, was really good to know different people from different locations. And this is a worldwide concept with the different people coming from Korea, from Japan, from here, from the United States.
That's me.
And it was a great investment to know people and to understand the different cultures and how you can understand the commercial real estate.
Now, Fabio, I'm gonna set you up to hit the ball out of the park right now. Tell me a little bit about what's going on as Brickell and Midtown and Downtown, you know, the areas that you specialize in, the high growth areas in South Florida, and actually, I guess, in Miami-Dade County and other markets too. What do you see going on in the real estate market? Because we touted this as you'd give some thoughts on the CBD and Brickell commercial real estate markets. I've talked enough, give you a little time to give me some thoughts. But you're the man. I really would like to know, what do you think is happening there in the commercial markets?
Well, the commercial market is still growing. We have many investors coming from the entire world trying to invest a piece of the Miami market. I'm here in New York because we are connected with the New York's people that they want to invest also in Miami. Why? Because they have 1031 and they don't want to spend this 1031 in New York, because they can't buy any comparable property. When they come to Miami, they say that the price is like twice or three times less. That is perfect for them to invest in the 1031, have an income, cash flow, and in the future, to grow with the properties. It's what they say, what they envision. The same for people from other countries that they want to continue investing in the commercial sector. We have, you know, what I see in Brickell is still growing with the new investment of the Brickell City Center from Swire, that is from Hong Kong. And we grew up the rents. I remember 10 years ago when the rents there was $30 per square foot. Right now we are above 100 triple net. That is like three times. The same is happening in all the area going up to Midtown. We see the Biscayne Corridor with, you know, most important thing here in Miami is that the infrastructure is growing in the same path that the investors are growing. And then when you see Biscayne Corridor doing a nice avenue, you know, the people want to invest and the retailers are renting. And we have many different concepts going to these areas, areas that
so
years
my,
ago nobody wanted to invest.
And, so my,
right now it's connecting from Brickell to Aventura. And really, it's, the vision is to have the path that we have here in New York that you can walk all this area or going bike with bike. That
this is
very interesting because we have also residential projects going to this area. You know that Fortune, I work for Fortune, that is a high-end residential developer, and we saw many of the condo in everywhere in the three-county area, but I'm in charge of the commercial division there, and we saw the different paths going going back. If you have more condo, you have more retail going on, and you have some office building also going on behind that.
You know, so my question then is, you're seeing sales that are going to support these rents. It sounds to me like all these people are moving to Miami and they're finding it a great place to live, a second home. I actually have actually run into a new family office that just moved down to South Point from New York, and they're loving the lifestyle and they're loving the value. So it seems to me like you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. They are not looking for second homes. They are looking to have the first home. You know, the New Yorks, they have more taxes. They don't want to be the primary home in New York. They want to be the primary home in Miami. You know, they pay less taxes there, and they are happy with the climate. You know, the weather is perfect. Right now in New York, we have like 30 degrees. In Miami, you know, I have my brokers. They can go to the beach today. This is a huge difference. You can put in and understand that. But really, we have all the baby boomers. In the next 20 years, they need to retire. They need to invest. Where they will invest? They don't want to go to weathers that they are so cold. They want to go to the beach. They want to have a nice location that they can shop. They can, you know, stay and interact. That is the most important thing with the international culture. The international culture is coming with people that they are in an insane level that is not like Mr. Trump says. You know, it's coming with in airplanes. They're coming to Miami. They invest a lot of money, and they come with families. And this is very important, all well-educated people. And these people, they want to invest. They're more entrepreneurs. And these people are growing the city.
Well, Fabio, see, what I've seen is I grew up here. I went to North Miami Beach Senior High. I'm an old man. I've seen many, many cycles. And what I'm seeing is the return to the natural cycle that has always been the boom part of South Florida. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later with J.P. Perez and with David Staples from Related and your buddy at Fortune. And we're going to talk about the fact that the locals are now buying, that the pipeline from the Northeast is now working again. And while the Latin American people may have gone in a different direction, this town was like so fat on all the easy Latin American deals. Now the Northeastern folks are coming back. The same people that built this city are now coming back, and they are going to be buying in these deals, investing in our city. I call it a soft landing, which really is just a changing of the gears. I see us going full bore. We've got like 30 seconds left. Fabio, why don't you tell them a little bit about how to get in touch with you, and make sure you go slow, because since you're in New York, I'm sure there's Jets fans listening, and we know we have to go slow for the Jets fans. You're up.
Everybody can connect with me from LinkedIn. My name is Fabio Farman, and my email is commercial@fir.com. My telephone number is 786-262-9966. I'm in charge of a commercial division that handles most shopping center, retail sales. We have a very nice properties right now off the market. We specialize with off-market properties that they are coming to sell because we have a lot of investors from different parts of the world that they want to invest in nice property with cash flow. And once the CCIN, they bring me the tools to analyze and to offer and to the different type of investor what they can, what return they can have and what they can add value to the properties.
Fabio,
this is,
yeah, we've got to go. You're the man. I want to add the last word. Fabio Fairman, he's a CCIM. He's with Fortune. He leads Fortune's commercial group. He was their top producer last year. He is my go-to guy for the submarkets east of I-95 in Dade County. Fabio, thank you so much for being on the show today.